Meet the new dogs, same as the old dogs? That's certainly the desired outcome for supporters of the two-time defending Western Canadian Baseball League champions as the veteran Leighton Okotoks dogs bid for a three-peat drops with the home opener Friday at Siemens Stadium. This will be the third one in a row, said Dogs interim manager Lou Pote. And I think that's the fun part of being part of the program, that's the goal every single year and this year is no different. Several pieces of the championship puzzle over the past two seasons will be back in Dogs colors in 2024 and that's true of every position on the diamond. A lot of these guys I coached when they were younger and I know how they operate, the coach added. They're very self-motivated, they have a lot of pride in the program and that's a big part of it. The experience, you only have it by being in those situations. They know what it takes day in and day out, taking care of the bodies, getting the extra work when they're struggling, maybe taking a day off from swinging. Whenever you get a little older, you get a lot wiser. Position players. The infield is almost entirely intact from last summer. Two-time playoff MVP Brendan Luther is back at shortstop. Fan favorite Ricardo Sanchez brings his stellar defense across the middle infield. Nash Crowell returns his power bat to first base with clutch hitters and defenders Connor Crowson and Aiden Rose also returning. Okotoks Dogs shortstop Brendan Luther is back to patrol the middle of the infield and hit at the top of the lineup. Brent Calver, Western Wheel File Photo. The outfield features Logan Grant, who will play a number of positions, fresh off a Conference Player of the Year season at Bellevue, along with second-year Dog Elijah Hamill. Tucker Zadunich, who starred for Okotoks during the 2021 and 2022 seasons, brings his big left bat back to the lineup this summer. We've got some thunder and guys that can change the game with one swing, Pote said. That's what the fans want, to come out and see some excitement and Nash definitely brought that last year. On the bump, the bullpen will be an experienced group, many of whom came through the Dogs Academy ranks, including Quinn Toshenyuk, Seth Thompson, Ryan McFarland, Brody Fourneau, who also starts, along with Cade Herman, Garrett Maloney, Greg Ross. The starting rotation should have a little more intrigue with stalwart lefty Graham Brunner back for a seventh and final season with the Dogs along with the power arm of Brock Townsend. Pote said there will be a number of other options on the bump, adding the team is mindful of innings pitched and wear and tear and noting college teams trust the Dogs to take good care of their athletes. Okotoks Dogs pitcher Quinn Toshenyuk has been a fixture out of the bullpen. Brent Calver, Western Wheel. Behind the plate, Caleb Lumbard returns for a fourth summer with the team with Academy product Jacob Rubleski, Louis Felix Anderson and Jason Arriola all competing for playing time. Exciting additions. In addition to the plethora of returners, the Dogs have a ton of new talent set to make their Okotoks debuts this summer. Pote listed outfielder Caden Williams, a teammate of Brunner's at Emporia State, Oregon State infielder Dawson Santana and spark plug Jarrett Burney, who plays with Crowell and Zadunich at Reinhardt, will be ones to watch along with hard-throwing pitchers Jay Schuler and Ashton Luera. Positional versatility and lineup rotations will be a theme all summer for Okotoks as the Dogs look to take advantage of their unmatched depth in the league. We have a lot of athletes that can do a lot of things, Pote said. And that gives us a lot of freedom when we're making up the lineup. Okotoks Dog Logan Grant is one of the best examples of versatile athletes on the team, with the ability to catch, play infield and outfield. Brent Calver, Western Wheel File Photo. Siemens Stadium upgrades. Okotoks averaged a franchise-high 4,588 fans per game at home and have added a number of stadium upgrades for 2024 including the new first base side field level suite, section 115, first base patio expansion and the Anthem bullpen patio along with the introduction of an 80-foot ribbon video board in left field. The Dogs will once again be hosting the WCBL All-Star Game, this year's Midsummer Classic on July 20. The home opener will see Okotoks welcome the Brooks Bombers for a 7:05 p.m. first pitch on May 24. The opening homestand will see Okotoks host Lethbridge on Saturday, May 25, followed by a two-day break before a home clash with the rival Sylvan Lake Gulls on May 28. For full schedule information, visit dogsbaseball.ca.